Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP coming up at 8:45. It's a Game Show Wednesday. Your chance to win $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and their restaurants. We also have tickets to go see comedian Ian Bagg. So we're doing that at 8:45. John Shambi scheduled to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. We're talking about the Wizards. All right, Wizards had an awful season. They had an awful lottery. They're going to have the sixth pick in the NBA draft. They're in the midst of a rebuild.
Pump the brakes. Okay, they didn't have a ton of wins, but they hit on Bob Carrington. The rookie draft class was very good. Sar was, I think, pretty good as the number two pick. It didn't result in a lot of wins, but they got some pieces they can build with going forward.
Hopefully.
All right, continue.
I just said they had an awful season. That's true.
They had an awful season win-loss-wise, but if you ask them, was the season awful, they might say, I'm going to guess they would say, we didn't win, but we developed players and we're building a foundation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Let's see
how long it takes.
Brian Keefe is their head coach.
Here's part of the problem. I'm going to point this out to everybody. JP is too results-oriented. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about process at all.
That's not true.
I think it's pretty true. That's my personal opinion. I think you're very results-oriented.
When do you think they need to start racking up wins?
Next season. Not next season. Give them another season, and then by the next season, they should be hovering to like
here's
500 level.
Well,
you want to see
hypothetical.
You just want to see improvement.
Hypothetical. Yes. You play in a poker tournament.
Wins-wise, they went backwards.
You play in a poker tournament, and you shove all your chips in every hand, and you win the poker tournament. Somehow you do it. It's an awful process, but your result was good. That's not going to work out for you every time. It might work one time. I like the process. I'm not so concerned about the results right now.
Yeah, but how long will you endure the process? That's a whole different question. Like, I'm already kind of tired.
When are you
going to
start questioning the process?
I'm already kind of tired of it.
I mean, we're two full seasons in, right? Yeah.
After four?
Yeah, I think after four full seasons of a rebuild, so then you expect the results.
They've got to be approaching the play-in in the fourth year.
That's what JP said.
I would want more than the play-in at that point.
Well, no, you want that, but minimum.
That's a year after next.
Yeah.
And I would actually say...
It'd be hard to go from like 17 to like 40.
I only give them 3 years, by the way. I'm not saying
next year. You're
I know,
okay
but I don't really consider next year the third. This next season, the third season. You guys are considering
why?
Third season. I don't know. For some reason, I just considered it the second season.
Oh, now we're back on the second or third. Yeah. Which no, is which?
You can't count. Yesterday. I was on your side yesterday.
No. I just think that Saar
You think Saar starts it? I think Bilal starts it.
No, we're on year two. Year one was Bilal. Yeah. Year two is Saar, Bob, Keyshawn.
I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken when those guys.
How many years have they been taking?
I know, but maybe I'm mistaken like when Beal was traded.
Two years.
Whatever. Yeah. Whenever they traded away Beal, then, okay, you can say that. So maybe it is year three. Yeah. Then they really, realistically, they should be doing it by now. Because take a look at Oklahoma City's timeline. It's garbage that you wait 4 or 5 years. You know, it's garbage.
Or you have to hit on it. They were incredibly lucky.
And they also have to land their whoever their SGA is. Good luck with that, finding that guy.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully, Will Dawkins.
Well, Saar's got to be. Look, Saar was the second pick in the draft.
Right.
I'm sorry. He's got to be an all-star at some point.
You're probably right.
But look, Cakes cut me off because I used the word awful and it triggered him. The point is, we were talking about the coach.
Right.
And whether or not they should move on from the coach because there are these big name guys out there. I'm kind of with you. I don't see the point in necessarily bringing in Thibodeau, although he's better, or bringing in Mike Malone, although he's better.
Neither one of those guys would take this job because of how awful they are. They just wouldn't take it.
For right now, Keith is the perfect guy. He's low key. He doesn't make a lot of money. He's going to take a lot of bullets and a lot of losses. And then he's probably going to cede his spot to somebody more profile when they're ready to win more games.
Well, but he should get first crack at it. He should get first crack at it.
I agree. I just think that by the time I think by the time he gets there, he may just be a little bit burned out from all of the L's.
Not if they start winning.
I mean, if they start turning it around, like, sure, give him the credit.
Well, not even give him the credit. It's very possible. Let's say that they got to 30 wins next year because for whatever reason.
Big jump.
It's a big jump. 17 to 30 or 18 to 30?
18 to 30, yeah.
Let's just say they get 28. They get 10 games better. They add another piece or two. They're getting more competitive. And then they win like 38 or something. Like, they're getting better. There's no reason why he can't coach a good team.
Well, he's also got to be credited with some of that, you know. I think when you look at what he can do and develop players, if he's gone from 15 wins to in the 30s, he's got to get props for that.
I think
Will Dawkins should
be recognized for it. Absolutely. 100%.
I understand the rebuild, but right now it looks like Brian Keefe has the second lowest winning percentage all time in NBA history.
Of course.
They're not trying to win. Like, they don't care about
it.
I'm not okay with putting any coach in there just because he doesn't cost a lot of money.
No.
That's not my problem. That's Ted's problem.
No, they're not putting him in there because he's cheap. They're putting him in there because they think he's good at developing players.
He was an assistant coach. The coach got fired. They go, well, I don't know, who should we do? I guess promote Brian.
No, I don't think that's what it was.
You think it was that cavalier attitude?
I don't think it was that. I think it was more calculated. These guys... You think Will Dawkins just said, we'll just take whatever bum is sitting in the chair.
He just looked up.
You've talked to Will. You know their process. You think Will and Winger and all these guys are going, yeah, let's just give it to the guy who's just sitting there.
He was a guy on Wes Unseld's staff, right? Wes got fired.
Yeah.
He's on the bench, middle of the season. They go, well, let's promote him. Save some money. He's still there. We're going on year three.
Yeah, I think he's more than that.
I don't think it's a stretch to think about what Drab's saying, because that's basically what they did with Tommy Shepard.
I'm just saying you have an opportunity.
Right, Tommy Shepard.
Yeah, but
Will
Dawkins didn't do that.
I know, but Shepard
didn't
do that. But Shepard.
That was Ted.
Right, well, Shepard was a guy who was underneath Grunfeld.
For a long time.
And they're like, all right, let's just go with Shepard. And then he had terrible drafts.
Didn't work out. But before Shepard was actually the top guy, he was allegedly very respected.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was his turn to fire the bullets, it just didn't work.
I mean, if you look at it, since they got rid of Scott Brooks, who we liked, they hired Wes in part of the family, and then they hired Keith, part of the family.
Yeah. I'm not opposed to hiring a bigger name coach, just not right now.
Right, it's not the time.
Tom Thibodeau's not getting more than 18 wins with this roster.
Oh, he might.
I think he would.
I think you get because he just maximizes his
guys.
But he's not going to get more.
He's
than
not
like,
getting more. All right, he might get a couple more.
Right.
He's not making the playoffs with this roster.
Of course. But I'm saying he could go from 18 to maybe 24 because I think he's really good. But that's still 24 wins.
I would question that.
You don't think he could eke out six more? I think he might.
No, but, because the team isn't good.
Yeah, but you know, it's the NBA. The NBA's a joke. You could steal a couple games.
The reason he's so good is he had all-stars. That's why he's winning 50 games in
New
York.
I'm not saying 50. I'm saying 24, which is putrid. I mean,
24 is too low. Let's get 28 to 30 next year. Let's build this thing.
Any coach needs more pieces. And that's what you're relying on from Will Dawkins.
He wouldn't take this job for $100 million.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Tibbs.
I mean, why would he take it? He'd get another job. I mean, not going to get $100 million, but.
What was Jalen Brunson before he got to Tibbs? He was a backup on the Mavericks. And he goes to New York, and he becomes a star. I'm not saying he was not talented, and he wasn't a good role player, but he certainly wasn't all-NBA worthy before he got to Tibbs.
Yeah, but he started to show that he was
a good player.
Yes, in the Western Conference Finals and that run with the Mavericks.
I mean, they've got so much more talent. It's a joke. I mean, Towns is a star. Onanobi is damn good. Mikal Bridges, they traded a bunch to get him. I mean, Josh Hart's a good player, good role player. They've got so much more talent. It's not even close.
Going back to how many years, EB? All right, so I went back and looked at it. So this will be the third offseason for Dawkins.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he became the GM in June of 2023, I believe. So the 2023-24 season, they went 15 mm-hmm. and 67.
Mm-hmm.
They fired Wes, mm-hmm. hired Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 18 and 64. The premier draft choices, I like all the guys they got. I really like Bub, but the premier guys are Bilal and Sarr. Both French guys. Bilal was drafted a little lower. Sarr was drafted number two. So, yeah, I guess I give them this year to be nubs.
One more
again,
year. Yeah.
And then next year,
I would agree.
Whatever, year number four, they better be at least tickling the playoffs. But it takes time. I get it. The Pistons, I think the Pistons are a good model. I believe Cade Cunningham's in his third year, and they became a good team this year.
Playoff mm-hmm. team.
And they didn't get out of the first round, but a lot of people thought they had a chance. But you got to hit on your guy, right? Cade Cunningham, I believe, was the number one pick overall.
He was number one.
Yes, he was.
So Sarr has to be able to lift the Wizards like a Cade Cunningham. Maybe a little harder because he's center versus somebody that's ball handling all the time.
All right, let's bang out some of these.
The Detroit increase in wins from 2 years ago to this year mm-hmm. was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they had 2 years ago?
15. Like
13 or 14 wins.
You know what they had this year?
42.
44.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say 44.
They increased by 30 games.
That's How's great. My guy Ivy doing?
He's all right.
Yeah. He's not a stud.
No. I'm going to guess similar to Bilal numbers, like 12.
Only 12 a game?
I'm not sure.
He's a pretty explosive player. All right, let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what's up?
What's going on, fellas, man? Hey, my number one show, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey.
Ivy averaged 18 a game, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
I just say, Thibodeau, man, that would be a worse hire. I wouldn't care if the team was doing good. I would hire him, man. He got out-coached because he don't know how to use his bench players during the season. And I think they was capable of beating Indiana. But he's always been that way, even with Chicago. That's a steal on him, man. He doesn't have any type of offense. He doesn't have no type of offensive design. He just let the players go out. Because when Brunson and Towns out of the game, man, them guys don't know what they're doing. So that would be a terrible hire. But I would go for the Nuggets coach that they fired. And also I would let, you know, Sam Cassell probably get his tech. And then I've always been a fan of Mark Jackson. I don't know why, you know, they blackballing him. But I would love for him to get a shot again, man. But otherwise mm-hmm. than that, this team, they're headed in the right direction. But Tab Thibodeau, man, that'd be a terrible hire, man.
Do you want one of those guys now? Don't you think that Keith, you know, should get another year to develop the guys and a chance to show something?
Yeah, I would say Keith right now because it's not about wins. Right now, he has a long, you know, they give him a long leash. You know,
yeah.
We're not looking for the playoffs right now, and you can see the guys are developing. One thing about these guys, they can score. They just got to learn how to play as a team and understand the concept. They like a young OKC, you know, without Alexander. You know, they kind of like running with that model. But I say in this year right here, you should see at least, I would expect at least 25 to 27 wins from this team, man. It shouldn't be another, you know, like a low digit, like 14 or 15, because you're going backwards from there.
Yeah, I would agree.
Thank you, Drew. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, buddy.
They can't win 15 games this upcoming year.
No, you got to be in the mid-20s.
Right.
You have to show progress.
I
just hope that Keith isn't in the situation. I went back, look at the Pistons. The Pistons had Dwayne Casey as their head coach as they began their teardown. So they went from a 500 team that squeaked into the playoffs in 2018, 2019. Then these are their next five seasons. 20 wins, 20 wins, 23 wins, 17 wins, 14 wins, and then they made the big jump. It took them a while. Five long, lean years.
All right, let's go to Al in Hyattsville. Al, what's up, man? You're on with the Chuckies.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, good, good. Hey, yo, here's my thing. Like I was selling the screener. My thing is, you got to get rid of any remnants of the past. And he is a link to the past. He was a part of that West Unsell thing. He's a part of. Look, it's like with the Skins. You're like, look, we had. It's a completely new staff and everything that came in and everything changed. We have to clean house. At some point, anything that was linked to those old coaching regimes has to go. We have to stop trying to recycle guys. Well, he's on the bench. Let's promote. Look, get rid of that dude and start fresh.
I get your perspective, but let's be real. When you make your Commanders comparison, they got Jaden Daniels, and that changed everything. All right? They need to hit on their Jaden Daniels, whether it's Alex Sarr or somebody else. That's why people are excited at the prospects of landing the number one pick and hoping that Cooper Flagg would be that guy. Instead, they got the sixth pick. And there are remnants of the old organization. They didn't get rid of Terry McLaurin.
Hey,
they didn't get rid of Terry, did they?
But Terry produced.
I know. Well, you don't just have to get rid of everybody.
They got rid of a lot of guys, though.
Yes.
Okay. Hold up. What was Keith's record again? Where was he? I think Bish said something about it. What was his
no,
past
no, Drab,
record?
He said.
What was that?
No, he was – Drab pointed out he had 15 wins and 18 wins, so 33 wins total.
15, 18. What about before then? Anything else? We got any more background history on him before then?
He was an assistant.
Oh, he's just been an assistant forever.
So he's been an assistant forever. He's in this thing. He sucks right now in terms of, I mean, development. They're not asking him to win.
All right. So you're the GM. I'm going to make you the GM right now. All right. What are you doing?
I'm going with Mark Jackson.
Okay.
I'm pulling Mark. And the reason being is because we saw what Mark did. With a team, he came in, he laid a structure. They were all.
Didn't he have Curry when he was there?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think he's contending that he built them into a contender, and then Steve Kerr.
I think Mark Jackson was fine. I agree. I think he's fine.
Or the coach from Denver, or Denver's coach. I want somebody that's coming in that say, okay, look, we got a coach with a history and a record that we know has done this. They came in, we saw them either build up from scratch, or they came in and they got some guys and they turned them. Right now, if we're going to just let Brian Keith take bullets, let him take bullets. Okay, great. Let him take bullets. I'm not saying that they're not developing. They are developing. I'm happy to see what's going on. We don't know what Sarr is. We still don't know what Bilal is, and I think all of them are on an upward trajectory. I think all of them are heading through the roof and they're on an upward trajectory. It's just that this guy... I'm sorry.
You don't believe in him.
Why?
You get it.
But why? Why aren't you giving him a chance? He hasn't been here that long.
It's like this. It's like I feel like we're just keeping ourselves attached to old stuff, and we got to like look. At some point, you got to stop that.
But he's only been here. Stop. He's been here for 2 years. He's been here 10 years.
For a head coach, he's been here for 2 years.
No. He's been here for 2 years. His first year as an assistant was 23-24. He was with Brooklyn before that, Oklahoma City before that. He hasn't been here that long. He's been here for two years.
So he's been with multiple teams already, right?
Well, I guarantee you that's why Will Dawkins brought him in, because he was working with them in Oklahoma City.
All right. Thanks,
hey, the guy who's going to probably win the NBA title this year, he wasn't with anybody before OKC. He was coaching in the G League.
Yeah, he's got
so
crazy.
Just because you have you know, a resume that maybe doesn't have NBA head coaching experience doesn't make you disqualified. You got to get a shot. Kenny Atkinson, I believe, won Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
He didn't have some long resume like...
He was an assistant.
Michael Malone, right. You got to get a shot at some point.
But my point about Keefe is it's not like he's been here 10 years just riding the bench working for these bad coaches. His first year was 23, 24.
No, you're right.
He wasn't here for the whole Ernie Grunfeld era.
And he was with the Knicks before that. He was with the Lakers. He was with Oklahoma City. That's where the relationship with Dawkins comes, I'm sure.
Coming up next, we'll talk a little baseball. Boog Shambi, John Shambi from ESPN, Chicago Cubs play-by-play broadcaster scheduled to join us to talk some baseball. Here on the Junkies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Forget we'll be joined by Mike Rizzo coming up at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I just saw Magic Johnson's reaction on Twitter to the Thibodeau firing. And his Twitter is the gift that just keeps on giving.
Oh,
I'm just going to read it word for word.
I love him.
This is from Irvin Magic Johnson.
I truly do love him.
Do you want his talk show to come back?
Man, that was gold. That was radio gold.
So it starts, wow, all caps.
Right.
I can't believe the New York Knicks coach Tom Thibodeau was fired today after leading the Knicks to the Eastern Conference Finals. Head blown emoji.
Right.
The biggest question is, why was he fired? Now, who will be the next coach of the Knicks? That's got 5.2K likes.
It just
it's magic.
It's magic.
He's the king of the obvious.
He could have just said, how you guys doing today? And that's it. And it would have had all those likes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He's mastered stating the obvious in a way that's just brilliant.
And I love Magic. We met him, was it 20 years ago at HFS?
Twice.
He couldn't have been nicer.
Once at HFS, once here. We had him here too. We had him twice in studio.
I forgot that we had him here, but I just remember meeting him at
not
HFS.
In here, it was at Fairfax.
Okay.
He came in at Fairfax.
World's nicest guy.
Nicest guy, lights up a room.
glad he's making millions upon millions upon millions of all of his post-NBA businesses.
I mean, I don't know, but he just appears to have a great heart. Just a good freaking person.
Yeah.
And maybe he wasn't always that way, but he certainly appears to be that way to me.
Love me some Magic Johnson.
Love me some Magic Johnson. Yo, and his Twitter account is amazing.
He's part of the Commanders ownership group. It's still weird that he's one of the minority owners of the Commanders, but it's great.
His Twitter feed, though, is genius.
Never fails to deliver.
Yeah.
It always gives you something good.
All right. Do you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment since we're trying to track down John Shambi? We think there could be a time zone issue.
I think because he is not in town calling the Cubs-Nats game, so he's probably in Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know that for a fact, but I assume. And it's 7:29 in Chicago.
All right.
And maybe he was thinking 8:20, but he's not that dumb. I mean, I maybe he forgot or he overslept. Right, anyway, we're going to try and book him for later in the show.
All right, this story is just incredible to me. You know, Mr. Beast, who just passed not 100 million, not 200 million, not 300 million, 400 million subscribers on YouTube. I think someone did the math.
That's insane.
I think it's like 4% of the Earth's population.
I mean, what's
subscribes to Mr. Beast?
I mean, that's more than the current U.S. population, isn't it? Isn't the U.S. population like
350 or something?
325 to 350, somewhere in that territory?
I could be wrong, but I thought I saw someone say it's like 4% of the world population.
Well, what's crazy to me is, and I don't know the exact number, I'm going to make it up, but you can start making money on YouTube if you have like 5,000 subscribers.
That's right, exactly. They say he's worth an estimated $1 billion, and I know I've seen him be interviewed a million times because I'm always fascinated by these nerds that are just making me feel like a loser. that, you know, he reinvests all his money and he just keeps doing all the bigger and bigger and bigger and better things.
Yeah.
Bigger and bigger, more expensive production, so I kind of get it. But how could you say you're so cash strapped that you had to ask your mom for money to pay for his upcoming wedding?
Well, that's what happens when you build an exact replica of Squid Game and it costs you $5 million.
He's allegedly worth $1 billion. And if you have 400 million subscribers, you probably should be worth $1 billion.
Probably should.
With the amount of
maybe he's spending.
I just don't understand.
Hey, couldn't he just post a video of him like brushing his teeth and go make some money? That would go pay for your wedding.
Yeah, right. I don't understand. I mean, and I know a lot of net worth is based on, like, even Elon Musk and these guys, they don't have all this cash. It's just all leverage.
It's their equity.
It's leverage and everything and equity and all that. It's just wild. Hmm. But the idea that he has 400 million subscribers and that he had to borrow money from his mom to pay for his upcoming wedding is just wacky.
That is kind of wacky. Who's the upcoming Mrs. Beast? Do we know anything about his bride?
I know nothing. Yeah, I wonder. Because he's like about a six, right?
Average. Hi, mommy.
So
hi,
six.
Mommy. Hi, mommy.
Say an average dude is about a six.
I would say an average dude is a five.
Like that. All right. So he's about a five.
I did see him tweet that the reason why he doesn't have money is because he's spending $250 million on his content this year.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. He's reinvesting in the content. I understand.
Quarter of a billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
His fiance is Thea Boysen.
Yeah, she's definitely better looking than him. I'm seeing a picture.
Soon to be Thea Beast.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's from South Africa. He met her in 2022. I guess she's also a YouTuber.
I know if you're a woman, you don't want to be called Mrs. Beast.
You're probably right.
Probably not.
It's probably a good point. What's his real name? Does anybody know?
Jimmy Donaldson.
Jimmy Donaldson. Hold on.
You threw that back at me like most people know Mr. Beast's real name.
I'd say 300 million of his 400 million subscribers know his real name.
Really?
All right. Well, that's why I'm not one of them.
With his whole enterprise, does he do like his own weekly podcast? Is that part of his deal or no? Does he host one? I don't think he does.
I know he's in the chocolate business.
Is he still into like the hamburger business?
Hold on, at one point I knew the name of his chocolate business, but I can't remember it right now.
I think it's Feastables or Feastables?
Feasties or
Feast, something like that.
It's Feastables.
Feastables, okay. Yeah.
Shouldn't it be Beastables?
It should be Beastables. That's a big miss right there. You're right.
Wasn't he doing like a hamburger chain or something too?
Yeah.
Did that Ghost Kitchen. Did that flame out?
I don't know.
Hamburger.
No idea.
Because I think people have speculated, like, you know, years ago that these guys, like even the Paul brothers, mm-hmm. you know, with their prime drink and everything, and they're just gonna take over everything. Because they just have so many followers.
I'm attending a meeting with a burger chain next week.
Jelly.
Oh, really?
You want to say which one?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
as a potential advertiser?
Who knows where it's going to go from there?
Yeah. Is it one?
Let's just say, like, if you, let's say you smoked a bunch of cigarettes, what would you have? Like, you'd have a bad.
Cough?
A bad breath?
You'd have a bad.
Oh, I know. I send the audio to somebody.
You'd have a bad habit. Smoking is a bad habit. You're not tracking with me. Maybe you weren't here.
TB, there's a place with that word.
Terrible analogy.
There's a place with habit in it.
Yes. And then it adds burger right after it.
Yeah. There might be a meeting.
If you're a nun, you're
HB.
You're in a habit. I thought that
hamburger
was a good
habit. I mean, I've never heard of it.
It's called Habit Burger.
Never heard of it.
It's great. In Rockville Pike.
That was a bad analogy, Drab. I didn't think so.
Well, I'm just saying if you want to hype up Habit Burger and you're talking about coffee or
Understood.
Smoking or whatever.
But he didn't know what he was supposed to say.
Smoking to a burger.
He didn't know if he was supposed to
come up with
a better
habit.
You think Cakes doesn't have cigs on the brain after yesterday?
Are you really thinking about taking it back up?
No. It did hit my dopamine spot big time because I hadn't had one in literally, I think the last cigarette I smoked was with Rom at the Borgata. When's the last time we were at the Borgata doing an event?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Been too long.
10 years ago.
It's 10 years.
Hey,
Zin got me. The Zin got me on the road to smoking a cigarette. I blame Mike Marr.
Does Mr.
He's an
Beast,
enabler.
Does he do like a Dude Perfect bit? I'm seeing in his videos. I've never ever checked out his page, but he's got beat Neymar. He's got people trying to compete with Aaron Judge in home runs, shooting contests with Steph Curry.
I've never seen any of that stuff.
I've never been in all.
I'm not kind of intrigued. Like if he helps 100 people, you know, see or something. You know, he pays for their, I don't know, cataract surgery or whatever. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But when he does stuff like that, I'm kind of intrigued. And I guess maybe the outrageous like Squid Games remake is interesting.
It's got another one. Would you risk drowning for $500,000?
No. Oh, hold on. Now I'm intrigued. Like,
because
what
he can't let you drown.
What sort of risk? Like, what are we talking about here?
He chained a massive rock to a random guy.
Right. And then what do you have to do?
And the rock has a chain.
Yeah.
And then it's going to pull him to the bottom of the ocean.
Definitely going to the bottom.
Well, hold on.
Well, how does he escape?
Can't kill a person.
How does he escape?
I mean, it's just the dumbest thing ever. He's not going to risk going to jail.
Would I risk drowning for half a milli? Throw me in the pool with a big rock and I just
no, of course
right
not.
To the bottom.
No.
Do I have to be Harry
not
Houdini?
Unless I had a million like Navy SEALs.
Do I have to be Harry
me?
Houdini and get out myself? Like I can't do that.
Well, maybe
he
they give him a certain time.
He can't let you die. He has to save you. So maybe it's worth doing. But
he has safety divers down there.
I mean,
so
he
maybe
can't
they
let
have
you
a
die.
Time limit.
He just can't let you die. Then he's a murderer.
I mean, I can't swim from one end of the pool to the other without taking one breath. So
you're not doing it for 500 lives.
That's very long.
Right.
Brutal.
All right. Were you guys, any of you guys, big King of the Hill guys?
Never.
Not really.
Okay. So
I was much more a Beavis and Butthead guy. Same creator.
One of their voice actors, and I don't even know if this character was a big character on the show, because I don't think I ever watched it. John Redcorn.
Well, it's animated. I know you've never watched it.
Jonathan Joss, who voiced John Redcorn, he was shot by his neighbor.
I saw that.
In Texas,
San Antonio.
Right? Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what the hell. He had a dispute with his neighbor and opened fire on him and killed him. They did charged him with murder.
Well, I mean, he did murder the guy. Sounds terrible.
He apparently also did some work on Parks and Recreation, Ray Donovan, and Tulsa King. Hmm.
Tulsa King was Sly Stallone.
Yeah. Let me see. Diddy trial recap still going on. Hotel security guard says Combs paid $100,000 for the video of the Cassie Ventura assault. Trying to get that thing off the streets.
That was money poorly spent because everybody saw the video.
Right.
I still don't understand why they're letting in all this evidence when the case is about sex slaves, essentially, and racketeering. What does his domestic violence have anything to do with it?
I don't know. Character?
Yeah, but that's not the.
Aberrant behavior.
That's not
so
the.
You don't
case,
have to say. You don't have to say. Okay, I'm not convicting him of that. But this is a guy who's capable of that. Maybe he's capable of this.
Okay, but if there's a drunk driving case,
yeah,
and you're saying you're innocent from drunk driving, and then they try and throw in 100 things about, yeah, he's just a bad guy. He left a bad tip here. It's irrelevant.
I don't know.
Well, they clearly think it is relevant,
isn't it? Is it? I don't know. You're the lawyer. Is it character
relevant? Towards the elements of the case? I don't know enough about that case, but it seems to me they're throwing in way too much stuff. Some judges would probably keep it out.
Yeah. Well, certainly some judges would.
I get it. The prosecution is always going to want to portray somebody as a bad guy, right? But if you were charged for murder and you didn't murder somebody, the case is about murder, not whether you did X, Y, and Z earlier in your
listen,
life.
I know nothing. I only watch it on TV. Don't you have like foundational evidence, like or testimony?
If somehow it's connected to these crimes, which he's being prosecuted for, then maybe it makes sense. But to me, just as an observer, mostly from the entertainment page, it seems like a lot
you
of
I found
side stuff's coming in for a racketeering case.
Ray J, who's been involved somehow, his name comes up. I know, I hit it.
Right.
Of course you think I'm
Ray J, whose name is always involved in all of these cases. He's kind of like involved in everything. I don't know if you guys have seen interviews with Suge Knight from prison. Like, I've seen a few. Like on that, what's that guy?
Is he still in prison, I'm assuming? I don't know.
What's that guy that's very popular, the minority owner of the Yankees, David Bett or whatever. Whatever his name is.
Oh, Patrick Bett David.
Patrick Bett David. Yeah, that guy. He did an interview with Suge, and others have done interviews with Suge, and they've asked him about the Diddy thing, and he always laughs and said, everybody, and 50 does the same thing. It says that, like, they always knew that, like, Diddy was wild sexually, and he liked, you know, liked to maybe do things with other guys. Ray J said Suge Knight was known for liking to do things with other guys.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That just seems terrifying. There's something terrifying about
Ray
that.
Ray J better watch out.
You better watch out. I agree. All right, why are you looking at me strange? You wondered where I was going with that?
No. Cassie is the star witness in the whole thing, and her whole testimony is about how there were like beatings and drug-fueled prostitutes. That's why it's the whole sex trafficking thing, and it's all going back to like what a like monster like
how
Diddy is.
He forced her to do these things.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think it's a key piece of evidence. That video.
Suge Knight's not eligible for parole until 2034.
I mean, he ran over a fatal hit and run. He ran over a dude. You saw it.
He probably deserves to be there.
All right, when we come back, it's Game Show Wednesday. Since we just played it, we haven't played this game in a while.
All right.
Let's play Who Hit It First.
Okay.
We'll do that next. 800-636-1067. We got the $100 gift card to give away and tickets to go see comedian Ian Bagg. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Show Wednesday is brought to you by our great friends at Open Road Distilling. You got to raise your standards, people. Open Road Distilling Company over there in Reston, Virginia. You can get their bottles there in the distillery, but you could also get them at Virginia ABC stores, exclusively in Northern Virginia, whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour maple old-fashioned. This is whiskey done right. For the full experience, of course, visit them in Reston in the town center, Open Road Distilling.
I have to give a quick golf clap, by the way, as we're listening to Rat in the background, to DJ Matt Valdez, whose speaker yesterday, I mean, just he was just playing all sorts of music. He's playing Rat. He was playing Judas Priest for Jason. There was so much Morgan Wallen going on during the round.
How much of the new albums... How many songs did he release? 40?
There's only a couple from the new album.
Okay.
On the playlist.
Yeah.
There's definitely some old Morgan. But the Purple Heart playlist is great.
It's solid.
You
will
put
so
it out
good.
On social media
I
for
should.
People to want. Yeah, you
I should.
Should. Yeah. By the way, I have to give a birthday shout out to my youngest, to our youngest. Kate's 16 today.
Ah, very good. Big sweet 16 party plans.
You know, this is what a great kid she is. Everybody here, my kids are greater than anybody else's. But all our kids are great. But we've been so inundated and overwhelmed with, like, Meg's graduation, Steven finishing up his master's, traveling back and forth all over the country.
We kind of forgot about it?
It's not that we forgot about it. We just haven't addressed it yet. And I told her last night, I said, you know, and she has like a volleyball camp yesterday and today. Like, we can't even do anything with her on her birthday. And that's also hampered because we know she's had this camp. And we're like, we don't have anything for you yet.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
This weekend.
We're not gonna you know, leave you empty-handed. But we're so bad. We don't even have gifts yet.
Does she like going out to nice dinners?
Yes.
Does she?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So
well,
we're going to
do that this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But we couldn't do it yesterday. Can't do it today. Can't even do it Thursday. So anyway, happy birthday to my 16th. And when I broke that news to her, she just laughed and she just like took it in stride. Mm-hmm. Just a, you know, good kid.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kate.
Very good.
All right.
All right, we're going to play, because we just brought it up, kind of an impromptu version of who hit it first.
Love it. All right, let's go to James in Rockville. James.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, James.
Morning. What's
up? All
right,
James, we're going to start with the actress, Christina Applegate. People remember her from Married with Children.
Sure.
She's been an actress for many, many years. Who hit it first?
Oh. Can you give him a hint?
I'm going to give you two choices.
Oh, okay.
You have to figure out who hit it first. Rocker Sebastian Bach.
Love him. Love that dude.
Or actor Christian Slater.
Christian Slater.
So, according to this site, Christian Slater and Christina Applegate were in a relationship in 1996, but rocker Sebastian Bach back in 89.
So he hit it first. I believe 1989, the release of the seminal Skid Row first album with 18 in
life,
Youth Gone Wild, just a bunch of silly.
So that's when they were hot.
Oh, they could. Skid Row, very hot in 89 to the early 90s.
So according to this, these are just some of the famous people that she's dated. Christina Applegate. Now, I don't know who this is. This got to be a rocker. You're going to probably laugh thinking, I don't know it. Steven Adler.
Oh, drummer for Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
So she loves rockers. Isn't she married to a musician now?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. She also dated Richard Grieco, Brad Pitt.
Richard Grieco. Yeah. Is that Grieco? The guy's name?
Yeah. I mean, she's got quite a resume.
Yeah.
Then another rocker who is Nuno Bettencourt.
Oh, Nuno Bettencourt. I think he's the guitarist from Extreme. More than words.
That's a good pull, Cakes. I love that song.
I think he's either the guitarist he's the guitarist from Extreme. I'm going with that.
You know what? I got to put that on my playlist.
All right. She's married to some guy named Martin Lenoble.
I think he's a bassist. Yeah,
I thought so. Did this guy get it right or wrong?
No, he got it wrong.
He's so gone.
All right. All right. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Chris.
Morning, Doug.
Hello,
buddy.
All right, Chris, who hit it first? The actress Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
Would you go Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Or Matthew Perry?
I'm going to go Ben Affleck.
I'm going to go Matthew Perry.
I think it's Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Share a birthday with Matthew Perry, this guy right here, Kirk Cousins.
Hope you don't share the same addictions.
I don't have a ketamine addiction. Last time I checked.
He probably likes cigs too.
I'm sure he likes cigs.
Yeah.
Sure he did.
You could be going down the highway, Cakes. All right,
let's clear the lines. We'll just do caller number 10. I'll give you one, though. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHG restaurants include Circa, Trio, Salt, El Bebe, and Open Road.
All great.
Get more information at thefandc.com/contest. It really is incredible, though. Play the I Hit It First.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian. So it's Ray J's claim to fame. She supposedly dated Kim Kardashian, Nick Lachey, Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Then Reggie Bush.
Right.
Miles Austin.
Right.
Married Chris Humphries for a minute.
Yeah.
Then she kind of settled down with Kanye.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
Dude, I bet you that's not but a third.
Yeah.
Chris Humphries always a wizard to me. always. For eternity. Wizard.
All right. When we come back, we've got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Operations, here on the Junkies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.